Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I am delighted that you are joining me today. Because I wanted to talk to you a little bit about sales. I don't know about you, but when I first started my business, I was really kind of intimidated about making sales because I tell you what, growing up, I was a Girl Scout, so I did have to sell Girl Scout cookies. And that was fine, you know, because everybody loves Girl Scout cookies. But I do remember when I was in high school, I was in the band. And we had to sell shampoo, of all things, to raise money for a trip. And so I was going door to door trying to sell shampoo. Oh, good grief. It was a horrendous experience. So once I started actually, you know, I launched my business, then realized that, if you're going to be in business, that means you got to talk to people again and sell things. Like, oh man. Okay. But the good news was that I knew what I was doing was it really needed service. And so sort of like the Girl Scout cookies, it made it a little bit easier to deal with. And so, you know, talking to people, certainly talking to people in person, and originally I went and did a lot of networking, went to networking meetings and got to talk to people that way and talk to them about their websites and helping them understand that they need to have the right keywords on their website in order to get found and all that good stuff. But part of what sales, and especially why a lot of people don't like making sales, is the part of it they don't like making is making cold calls on the telephone. And I tell you, I did actually do that a few times at the beginning, and I was not really comfortable doing that either, so I kind of stopped and said, you know, there's got to be a better way to get sales. So, but if you are one of those people who actually does, maybe you like making cold calls on the telephone, or even if you're not, I want to talk to you today about how you can target prospects for your business with a carefully crafted email message. So this really is for people who are not that comfortable on the phone. So there's a way to be able to kind of do a cold call via email instead of actual telephone. Now, the first step is you've got to be able to identify who's most likely to be interested in your particular product or service and who's going to be the most receptive to hearing from you. So that's your first chore that you're going to have to do. And then once you've figured that out, now you need to do some homework. So you need to see if you've got some kind of connection with this person. So one of the best ways to do this is still with LinkedIn. You can look for your prospect, see if they are on LinkedIn, and then review their profile to learn more about their background and interest. And of course, if they're not on LinkedIn, then you'll just have to go to Google and search and try to find out information that way. Now, during this homework stage, what you're trying to do is find out what is going to be relevant to this person and determine if there's a way that you can get introduced. And you're also going to want to figure out what issue is really top of mind for your prospect, because this information is what you're going to refer to in your email. Now, some examples of top of mind issues could be a trade show, or maybe their company is launching a new product. Maybe they've got some new promotion or a new account, or maybe just some industry surveys and reports, things like that. So once you've finished your research, now it's time to create that personal message. And don't make the mistake of just writing one email and sending the exact copy out to 10 different people. No, I said a personal message. So this message has to be personalized to this particular prospect. And a good way to start the email is to actually break the ice with some relevant information such that you just did your homework on. So, you know, maybe say, hey, I understand that you guys just had a trade show. How did that go? Did you get a lot of people at your booth? You know, things like that. And because remember, you only have a few seconds to connect with this person. So the email has to seem as if it was created just for them. And of course it was, right? Yes, of course. Now, your email message should also include an easy to say yes option, such as offering to continue the conversation by phone or in person. And you can also include an offer to send the prospect a relevant article or a tip sheet or a special report, either something that you have, that your business has produced itself, or if you don't have anything, then maybe something else, some other industry report that maybe they haven't seen that you could send them. And the key here is that you want to be able to make sure that they really truly are interested in you, because if you just include a link to that offer or a link to that report, I should say, in your email, they might download it and then never respond back to you. But if you say, hey, I thought you might be interested in this report on how to get more leads through a trade show, then, you know, and then let me know and I'll send it to you. Then if the person does respond back, hey, they are suddenly a warm lead. They are interested in you. So that's what you want to be able to do. So remember here, the key to being successful with this type of email is to focus on actions, not results. You want to get this prospect to call, email, or meet with you in person. So one way to do this is to keep the copy in the email short. 100 to 150 words is plenty. And make the message focused. And like I said, don't include any brochure talk. You know, you don't want to be sounding like your own company's white paper. You want to be personable. Personable? Yes. I wasn't sure that was a word. Yes. No, that's the right word. The email is designed to get the conversation started and save the sales talk for your next meeting. That's when you can start getting into it. So that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I hope you got some value out of this today. And if you did, I encourage you to subscribe to our podcast, and you will find this podcast on iTunes and also on Stitcher Radio. And as always, I ask you if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on either one of those platforms. That would be tremendous. I would appreciate it so much. And I would love to hear from you as well. Connect with me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. And that's, of course, spelled W-R-I-T-E, Sell, Succeed. And that way I know that you are one of our podcast listeners. So until next time, as always, I am Gloria Rand wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed.